Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Mamma Maria, mamma, mamma, mamma Maria, mamma, mamma, mamma Maria, mamma, mamma, mamma Maria, mamma.
E le voci che avete appena sentito cantare Mamma Maria, celebre brano dei Ricchi e Poveri uscito nel 1982, sono quelle di Sara, Juliet e Jacinta, che insieme formano il trio Viva la Diva. Io sono Paolo Gallo e questo è un podcast di SBS Italian in cui ho intervistato le ragazze a proposito della formazione di questo trio musicale che rivisita i classici italiani in chiave moderna. L'intervista è stata condotta in lingua inglese. Buon ascolto!
Today we are joined by Viva la Diva, a Sydney-based vocal trio celebrating Italian music across generations from timeless classic to contemporary hits. With a strong connection to their Italian heritage, the group brings a fresh Italian-Australian perspective to some of Italy's most iconic songs. Welcome and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Thank you for having us.
Buongiorno, ragazzi. So let's start with a bit of introduction of yourself. Let's say, let's start with name. We have
okay. Sara,
Juliet,
Jacinta, or Giacinta.
Or Giacinta in Italian. Let's start a bit with a bit of history of this project. Where this project come from? Let's say, where the idea. And when did you start to sing together?
Oh, the two of us met.
It's actually crazy because we've only been together just over 1 year. Yeah. So it's pretty crazy to think. But it all started when sort of noticed there was a gap in the market. There was no young people really bringing the music out of Italy at the moment to Australia and to the world, I guess. And also no one really remixing the old timeless classics. Italian music used to be cool and then something happened in between, right? And now it's making a comeback. And so I thought, this is something. This is really something. And Juliet and I have been friends through singing for a very long time. So I reached out to her. I knew she sang in Italian as well. I reached out to her because we never talk, right? We were just messaging.
Thank you for reaching out.
Yeah,
that was
I reached
kind.
Out. Yeah. And I said, would you like to come on board with this project? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, we need someone else. And she said, what about Jacinta? She's Italian. We used to verse each other in competitions.
Yeah, we used to when do we like were talent younger. Quests and everything all together.
And then that was it. We got together. We went through, you know, we put our list of songs together that we thought would really resonate with this market but also with the world. And from there, it just transformed into what it is today, and we're so proud but also equally shocked as to where we are now, and we're just so excited for what's to come and the support that we've had.
So Jacinta, tell me what did you think when Sara reached out to you with this idea?
Well, I was excited. I was always getting asked, do you sing in Italian? And I said, oh, does Mambo Italiano count? Which is no, it doesn't. That's in English.
For the record.
For the record.
It doesn't.
It's in English. So I always wanted that challenge. And so I said, okay, like I didn't know what was going to happen, where this was going to go. But I thought, if anything, it's going to force me to learn how to sing in Italian. And I'm so glad I took on the challenge because this has been so amazing and such a whirlwind.
Wait, not to mention that her mum, Jacinta's mum, is also an Italian teacher.
Yeah, she's an Italian teacher.
Should we mention these? Or?
Paul was like, not. Is this like against
no,
you?
But like, also, most of us here are first generation. Our parents were born in Italy.
Okay.
So we have to take it up with all of our parents.
I agree, yes.
For not speaking to us more in Italian.
Or singing to us in Italian.
Or singing to us in Italian.
What was going on?
What were they doing?
In Italian. So Tell me what's your background, let's say, now. So your parents were from Italy, were born in Italy and then moved here in Australia. Where do you want to start? Juliet?
Yeah, so both my parents were born in Italy. My mum was born in Calabria and then my dad was born up north in Mantova. And then both of them, I guess, migrated when they were like teenagers really and kids. And with my grandparents as well, all came here to Australia. So I've got a bit of a half-half. I'm the only one that represents a little bit of the northern side of Italy.
Yes.
Out of the three of us.
Sara and I are southern. We're both
southern through and through.
Calabrese, Siciliana
mix. You can tell.
Yes. we have the Calabrese Siciliana in us, in our blood, mix. In our mix. Yeah,
it's a famous mix.
It is a famous
strong personality.
Yes, right. We need Juliet here.
Yes,
it's true. We needed a touch of the north because we all hold something different in this group, and Juliet definitely holds the calm, so it that. Works Funny. Well. But yeah, I'm actually second generation. So Juliet and Jacinta, they're first generation, but I'm second generation. Although my connection remains with the Italian music because my dad also is an Italian singer. So I was very lucky in that the Italian culture in my family remained pretty strong because of that. And that's also why I sing, I think. I was so influenced by growing up listening to him and watching him. So.
You say your nonni are from Calabria and Sicilia?
Yeah.
In Sicily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, Jacinta?
My mom is Calabrese and my dad is Siciliano.
Okay. So have you been to Italy at this point?
Yes.
My question for you?
Yeah. So I think we've all been to Italy. Yeah. I haven't been able to go back to my parents' hometowns in Calabria or Sicily. So I hope to still one day.
Yeah. I've been, a few times. I'm quite lucky. My dad's family still live kind of in surrounding areas of Mantova. So I've still got a lot of family there that we can go and visit, which is really beautiful. My mum's side, they've pretty much all migrated here. But we did, like when I was younger, we did go to Calabria and I got to see like her hometown in, you know, Gioia Ionica and saw where she grew up, which was pretty special. Yeah.
And Sara?
Yes, I have. I've been to Sicily and Calabria, but I married a Sicilian, so a lot of our time is spent in Sicily, if anywhere. So I'm definitely leaning more towards the Sicilian side, which my Calabrese side doesn't like very much.
And because you mentioned before that that's because your parents didn't talk with you in Italian enough, and we send them a warning now.
I'll be so upset watching this.
How did you maintain the Italian tradition alive in your family? Who do you want to start?
For me, I think we had every tradition other than speaking in Italian. We would make the sauce. We would make the salami. The wine. My nonno would play the fisarmonica and we would sing around the table. So we had basically every tradition, but just I didn't speak in Italian.
Yeah.
Not even dialect?
Oh, see, I understood before because I did study Italian at school for a little bit, only up until a certain point. So, but when I started studying, I was replying back in Calabrese because that's all my nonna spoke to me in
the dialect.
And my mom, who was a teacher, was like, "You can't do that. You have to stop." So that's then I stopped altogether.
Yeah. Well, I've had enough. This is too confusing.
That's too hard.
I think it's this. The same. For us, really, like when I was younger, I think I spoke a lot more Italian because my grandparents were all alive and they didn't really speak English that much. So it was a mix of like speaking in Italian or speaking in dialect, depending on which side I was talking to. And then still to this day, I think we keep our traditions very, very alive. Same as Jacinta, like my dad and now my husband as well, which is so beautiful, does it with my dad and with my family, and they do wine, salami, but they sauce, all of it. So I think it's very much alive and well and will continue to live.
And you continue. And the other big tradition is to singing actually in Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you do every time that you
keeps
perform.
It alive.
And this one brings me to the question, where the name Viva la Vida come from? Viva la Diva. So let me do it again.
It's actually funny that you just said Viva la Vida because I think every time we're announced, it's some variation. Yeah. Viva la Vida, Diva la Viva.
I think it rolls off the tongue, Viva la Vida.
Yeah,
it
Viva
does
la
roll
Vida.
Off the tongue.
So, but
there was also a famous song.
Yeah, it's a song. It's because it was a song, Coldplay song. I think that's why.
That's right. But Viva la Diva. Okay, so where did it come from? Struggled to find a name, I have to say.
Hard.
Especially because before we started, we didn't actually know what it was. We didn't know what we were going to turn into. And I think it has now turned into more of an artist project than a show, whereas, you know, it's just us three. You're not going to get anyone else in the group. This is it. So I think we had to find something that defined that. And I just liked the way I thought it rolled off the tongue.
Yeah,
Viva
yeah.
la Diva, you know. Yeah. And you could also shorten it to VLD, and we thought that was cool. And, yeah, it just – it was hard, I have to say, because you want something also that translates and is understood by both people that speak English and people that speak Italian. Yeah. And I think Viva La Diva, it's pretty universal in its in someone being able to understand it. So I think that really helped too. Because if you went with something that was an Italian word that not everyone that speaks English will understand, you already lose them just before we even start. So Viva La Diva it is.
Yeah.
And what was the first response that you see in your audience when you start to sing in Italian? When you start with the project, because the other good cool thing about your project is you don't just sing in Italian.
Yeah.
You mix,
you
remix the Italian classic in your way.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And I think that's been a real evolution over time as well. Like when we started, we put together a show, which I would say predominantly was actually female songs.
Yeah.
Probably also that tied into the name. We were very much trying to kind of honor the Italian divas. Mm. And then I don't know. I guess just like over time, we started to introduce these remixes because we started seeing how much they were like the audience was reacting to them, and it was like that element of surprise, I think, when you're hearing a classic song but in a different way. And then we started doing our mashups, and I'm just trying to think what our first mashup was.
Oh. I think it was Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, it was Sweet Dreams.
So
In Italo Disco.
In Italo Disco, there's this instrumental and we were listening to it and then we were like, oh, this actually sounds like Sweet Dreams Are Made of These by Eurythmics. And we kind of just like threw it in there and we did it for the first time in Cannes like a year ago at the Italian Festival. And maybe it wasn't our first performance, but either way, we did it and it was this incredible moment where everyone was like, oh, my God, like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And then we just like got a bug and now we –
can't someone try to stop us?
Every Italian song, we're like, what English song can we put into this? Just a little snippet.
Because that one could be also like a kind of risk that you take.
Massive.
Because
Massive.
With the classic song, there is something that you cannot touch.
Yes.
You know, with the culture, with the tradition.
Right.
And if you change something out of a song, there is people saying, what are you doing? Yes. Why are you doing that?
Well, that's the first. We're only mixing it on top of the current Italian songs, but the most recent one that we've done was L'Italiano, or we say L'Italiana. And that was our biggest risk because that's such a well-known song.
Yeah.
But we think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to say,
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that one has become like our favorite mashup.
We do with Maria.
Yeah.
You're
Maria.
You know that one?
Yeah.
And it sounds
over L'Italiano, but again, as just Giacinta said, we say L'Italiana and we change the whole song to be L'Italiana because we want to be right. We want to be right with it.
You are all, like we said, Italian background. How present was the music in your home when you were growing up, the Italian music? What are your memories when you were growing up with Italian music?
For me, it was my nonno. He would sing. He would, as I said, play the fisarmonica around the table, but he would also go out and do gigs. And he tried to get my mum to go with him and sing with him. And she can sing, but she just gets stage fright. So didn't really work with her. So then when I was old enough, it was me. So he would bring me along to all of his gigs and his performances and I would sing That's Amore and I would sing, you know, as much as I could in Italian with him. But he's the only musical one in my family. So
see, she was a diva before she even knew it.
Yeah, exactly. I was a diva.
It was in her blood.
While she was talking, I was picturing in my mind Giacinta when she was young, singing and dancing.
Yes, that was me. But that was how I had that Italian music, was just purely through him. And I'm so happy. And I think my family is really happy that I'm carrying that on because he's no longer with us.
Give me goosebumps. Yeah.
It's so nice. I think my family's really happy that I'm part of this project because there's still somebody around that is doing that,
carrying it on.
Yeah.
Julia?
For me, I mean, I think music was, I mean, still is a huge part of our home. I don't have anyone like musical in my family. My dad's a beautiful singer, but he wasn't professional singer. I mean, my nonno, my dad's dad would play Italian music to me all the time and every year he'd make me watch Sunday Night More with him.
Oh,
so I think he would just be like beyond excited now that I'm singing songs that, you know, that he would have loved. And when I was younger, I used to sing a lot in Italian, I think because I was surrounded a lot. I was actually like in like a little Italian group like as a kid, and I would sing at like all the festas. Like,
wait, what was the name? Tell us
the name. I Peperoncini.
It's my favorite.
We should have named that.
We should have done like sorry. Pepperoncini 2.0. Yeah.
I want to see a picture of
you. Yeah, so I'll find it. And the two others that were in that group would laugh if they heard me reference.
Yeah, we have to overlap.
I still know them very well today, which is really funny. So I think it's just like it's always been in me. So when Sara asked me, she was like, I don't know if you're going to want to do this. And I was like, yes, 100%.
I thought she was going to say no because she's so busy and like, we've been best friends for how long? And I still was nervous to ask you.
Yeah, you were like, she's not going to want to do this. Might not be her vibe, but no, I love it.
Like, she's so busy. She's not going to want to do this. And then fast forward a year. I think for me, it was very much, as I mentioned, my dad. And
Shout out Tony Mazzell.
Yeah, Tony Mazzell. Going to watch him sing, wanting to go with him to gigs and him bringing me on stage, me singing Volare at family weddings. And, you know, that's just where I got the bug. And then I love singing in Italian. I think it is different when you're singing in Italian. There's something that, I don't know, the way the language rolls off the tongue, it's so beautiful. And the songs are just even better.
It brings us all together. Yeah. And that's what we love too.
And would you sing something for us in this moment? Like, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
20 seconds sure. of your, the do? One
our,
that you
our
prefer?
Usual our usual one. Like,
no, I think that's okay. Yeah, all right. A bit of Ricky e Poveri.
Yeah.
That's easy.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Mama Maria.
Perfect. Beautiful, beautiful. Thanks for that.
How long you got? We can keep going.
Yeah, yeah. What do you got next?
You and maybe another 5 minutes, and then when we add another one. How do you find the inspiration for mixing, let's say, old classic with more modern music?
Yeah, I mean, we have a real mix in the show. Yeah. I wouldn't say one is more than the other. Mm. Especially the Italian music coming out of Italy right now is so different to the classics. But the classics still remain classics for a reason. And when we remix those classics, it really matches what's coming out of Italy now. Mm. So, yeah.
It gives them another life, I think. It does. That's what we want. We want these songs as timeless and classic as they are to us. Mm. For maybe some of the younger generation, we want these songs to continue to live on and, you know, be as cool as we know that they are. Mm. And I think having that little bit more of a modern remixed twist on them helps that along and matches in with our show with all the new songs that are coming out of Italy as well.
And what's the impact that you have in your audience? Because, I mean, you can have a different type of audience. One can be the Italian came here in the 15, the 16.
Yeah.
And then maybe the younger Italian or Australian that maybe don't know the song that was famous in the 70s and the 80s. Yeah. What's the impact that you have? Did you see a difference in your audience when you sing a song?
I feel like we do it. I feel like we have a very broad audience. Like we see all ages coming to our shows, and that's pretty amazing because I think you see parents, as you said, like parents that maybe or grandparents that were coming here in the 50s, etc., that are just so connected to the fact that we're singing songs that they grew up with and you can tell that they're really they're having that moment with us on stage, which is so special. But then even like most recently we did a gig and there was a lot of young Italians in the audience that knew all the new songs that we were singing. So we were singing a lot of like, you know, modern pop music and they knew it. They were singing it back to us. And that was a really incredible moment because you think like, here we are all the way on the other side of the world, but we're here connected through this new music together. So I feel like it's a real...
It is a mix.
Mix, yeah.
And even the nonni, it's so funny.
Yeah,
because even Jacinta's nonna, like made half our set list.
Yeah. With all the new Italian songs.
Yeah, her nonna will suggest new music.
Like she's watching Sanremo, she's watching everything and she will message
and
my mum.
Like,
no, we're getting links. We're getting links from nonna.
Of songs that we've never heard before, like in brand new Italian songs.
Yeah,
like,
that's nonna, perfect.
Which is amazing. Like that's amazing. That just
amazing.
Talks to it.
Yeah. And even on the weekend, we had a gig and we were working with Macedonians and they were like, we love Italian pop music now. We went to Italy, we turned the radio on, we hired a car. When we hired the car, we turned the radio on. All this amazing Italian pop music, and now we love it. Yeah. That's why we love you.
And they sent me a playlist.
Yeah.
And it was like Italo pop. And I was like, I can't believe you're listening.
Totally.
To
like yeah. different cultures listening.
A lot of
to
surprise
Italian.
In just one ear, yeah?
Yeah. 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 It's amazing. You don't need to understand it to love it. And that's the most amazing thing. And with a lot of these classic songs, everybody loves them, Italian or not. Same thing. Mm. I performed at somebody's 40th. They were Lebanese background, and she requested Sarà Perché Ti Amo. And I was like, sure.
Okay.
I can do that.
You're like, you know what? I know that one.
You're listening a podcast of SBS Italian. I'm Paolo Gallo, and today I'm here with Sara, Juliet, and Jacinta of Viva la Diva, and we are talking about their story, their background stories, and everything about their Italian background, and also about the future. Because in a few seconds I'm going to ask you also about the future, but I'm curious how do you mix your talent together? So, I mean, what each one of you bring to Viva la Diva?
Mm. Well, or we all bring a voice.
Yeah.
That's it. Tick.
Yeah, that's the starting point.
That's a big tick.
That's the tick.
But you know what? It's like such a beautiful team. We all have something that we focus on, but when we come together, we just make a great team. And we always talk about everything. Everyone is equal, and we just, if we focus on the things that we're good at, we've realized that the synergy is just incredible. Because we know that we can sing together, and we know that we can move together, but that's just half the picture. Mm. There's so much that happens behind the scenes. Social media, choreography, organizing our group just in general, that we're there on time, that our set lists are done. There is so much outfit, styling that we do ourselves, and it's because we're a team.
And also because maybe if someone is just knowing about you in this moment, you're not just singing, you perform, you dance.
Yes.
There is a lot of work behind your performance because I saw you playing at the last Italian Republic Day in Marconi. There is a dance. It's not just a song.
Yeah, no, it's a whole show.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jacinta. Yeah.
That makes us look good.
There's
on stage.
Been a lot of late night rehearsals with us, but it's been worth it. We do all of our own choreography, and we find that we like to bring it as though it is a show, when we want people to stop and watch as if they're at a concert, and we hope that could be where we end up one day, where people will be at one of our concerts. But I think as a trio, we really respect each other and respect everything that we bring to the group individually. It's really nice.
Before to talk about the future, the near future that is going to happen next week, and the future, in, let's say, in 5-10 years, would you sing something else for us?
I'm like, wow, that's for it.
Oh, God.
What should we do?
Do you want to do?
Italian.
You read my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
The Italian connection.
I think that's the key.
Okay. Let's go.
It could be you.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano. Lasciatemi cantare una canzone piano piano. Lasciatemi cantare, perché ne sono fiera, sono un'italiana, un'italiana vera.
Perfetto. Another big applause. And thank you for that, as you can understand now that you're listening, we didn't prepare anything. I didn't say to them to do this. They maybe expect something, but we didn't prepare. Last few questions. The first one is, which Italian, or maybe not, singer influenced your life and your career?
Okay. Life is different.
Yeah, true.
Life and career is different. Yeah. At the moment, if you ask us right now, we are obsessed with Serena Brancale. We love her.
Obsessed.
She's amazing. obsessed. But if we're going back to like our life, my mum played, and I didn't even realize she was playing a lot of these songs as I was younger. And then once we started putting together our set list, I was like, I know this song. And for me, that was Giorgia. I don't know, that might be you guys as well, maybe. I'm not sure. But for me, it was Giorgia.
For me, it would have been Laura Pausini.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I've got to give her some love because I loved her music growing up and still do.
Yeah. Laura Pausini.
Ricchi e Poveri. Yeah, like classics, classics.
Ricchi e Poveri.
I think they define Italian music or like the history of Italian music, you know, weddings, get together, family get-togethers. When is Mamma Maria and Sara Perché Ti Amo not played?
Yeah, so true.
Never.
True. They're true. Iconic.
It's actually true. Yeah. Last few questions. The first one is you perform in different Italian festivals in the last year. The next one is going to be Ferragosto.
Si.
Yeah, that's right.
What our audience, what the Italians need to expect from your performance there?
Half an hour of power.
It's half an hour of power.
It's going to be a power set.
Yeah, they better not miss it. It's going to be high energy the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Dance moves. We will have our iconic outfits as we always do. But it is only 30 minutes, so they need to not miss it. Because if you blink, you will miss it.
Yeah.
Do you already know what time you're going to perform?
It's like 12:35, I'm pretty sure. Very, very specific.
So you're there.
Yeah.
And in which area? In which
main stage. Main stage, which is just near Club 5 Dock RSL.
And make sure you don't miss the show of Viva la Diva. Mm. Last question for you is, what do you see in your future? Look, it happened a lot in just 1 year.
Yes.
Weeks ago, you were in Canada as
we
well.
We were. Yeah,
so you start to go outside of Australia.
Yeah,
I mean, that was an amazing experience. We got to, and to think that, a group that we formed just over a year ago got the opportunity to go and perform in Canada at events there was insane. And I think that for us is just like, then we look at the next year and the years after and we're kind of just like, who knows where this could go, which is very, very exciting, which is really, really exciting. I think for us it's all about maybe some more travel, having the opportunity to connect with other communities around the world, being able to release our own music as well, like be able to release some beautiful remixes that we work on, some originals potentially. Am I missing anything else that we might be?
No, I mean, I hope that we are able to move at the same fast pace as we have.
Yeah.
What I think I really love about our group is that I think we resonate with the general public a lot. We are all family.
Yeah.
Ladies, we're married. We hope to have families. So we want to be able to do it all. We want to inspire people that they are able to do it all.
Yeah, for sure.
That you can live your dreams and also have a family and do everything that you want to do in life.
Yeah.
So
that's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so important for us, I think, like as women. And, you know,
and Sara has a daughter and she's a, you know, and Sara's a beautiful role model for her daughter. Yeah. And I think that's really important as well, showing Valentina
100%.
How old is she?
She's two.
Yeah.
She's two. And like as
women.
She's
the fourth member.
She is the fourth member.
She has a jacket.
It's super, you know, when you're in the prime of your career, what we've found just being at the age we are in, like that's when everything happens at the same time. Mm-hmm. You're expected to get married, you're expected to have children, but you're also expected to have this incredible career, and to do it all is complicated and it is hard, but we are trying really hard to do it all, and we have amazing families and amazing people around us that really help us to do that. So, you know, in time it can only grow, and we want to show people that you can do it all and live your dreams.
Yeah.
Live your dreams.
I think you're doing well. So
thank
next
you.
Time that people can see you is a Sunday the 16th.
Yeah.
Yes, this
Five
Sunday.
The Ferragosto.
Ferragosto.
Are you coming?
Yes, of course.
Yay!
We want to see you front row, Paolo, okay?
Maybe dancing.
Good.
Maybe dancing. And for our listener, where people can find you?
Instagram, TikTok, Viva La Diva Group on Instagram, Viva La Diva on TikTok. You can see everything, all our songs, all our remixes, all of our
behind the scenes. We love, we love to like
our vlogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Viva La Diva.
Viva La
Diva group, isn't it?
On Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah.
Thanks a lot for being here today.
Grazie,
Paolo. For joining us.
Grazie, Paolo. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And good luck for everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.